my birthplace. Okay, so I'm going to tell you all about where I was born. It's kind of cool and a little weird, and I'm going to use some big words, so buckle up like you're on a roller coaster. I was born in a place called Van Nuys, California, which is like a super big deal. Okay, maybe not like New York City big deal, but it's still kind of awesome. My mom said it was near the corner of Van Nuys Boulevard and Sherman Way. I guess that's where the action was back in the day, or at least that's what grown-ups say when they talk about the good old days. Unfortunately, the hospital where I was born doesn't even exist anymore. It's like it poofed away, kapow, just gone. So anyway, let me take you on a little time travel trip back to after World War II. That's when all this crazy, super-fast suburban stuff happened in Van Nuys. It was like the houses were sprouting up faster than dandelions on a soccer field after it rains. They built these big, boxy houses all in a row that people called mid-century modern, which sounds fancy, but I think it's just a way to say old but kinda cool. People started coming to Van Nuys. Like, a ton of people. It was kinda like when there's free pizza at a party and everybody shows up. Even people you didn't invite. Most of them were veterans, like war heroes and stuff, and they brought their families because Van Nuys had affordable houses and lots of jobs. My dad says it was booming, like when popcorn starts going crazy in the microwave. Van Nuys wasn't just about houses and people. It had all this cool stuff for cars. I mean, back then, cars were, like, the big thing. They had these humongous drive-in movie theaters where you could watch movies outside under the stars, and that sounds so magical, right? Like, can you even imagine seeing a superhero movie on a ginormous screen while munching on popcorn in your car? Epic. And don't even get me started on how Van Nuys was part of this whole aerospace thing. My uncle said they were building rockets and planes and stuff there. And I was like, what? It's like being part of a real-life video game, but with science and space and kaboom rocket launches. By the time the 1960s rolled around, Van Nuys was totally living the dream. Wide streets, shiny cars cruising down the road, and kids eating ice cream cones while moms shopped at these big, sprawling malls. It was like one of those old TV shows where everybody's smiling and the sun is always shining. My mom calls it the quintessential Southern California lifestyle, which is a fancy way of saying pretty much awesome. So yeah, that's where I'm from. Van Nuys might not be Disneyland, but it sure has a lot of stories. And I was going to be at least one of those stories, too.